Welcome to Unshakable with Human Design, the show dedicated to helping entrepreneurs use human design to shift from hustle to flow without sacrificing results. Come here to become an unshakable human and build an unshakable business according to your human design. I'm your host, Nicole Lano. Hello and welcome to Unshakable with Human Design, everybody. I'm your host, Nicole Lano. And we're here today to talk about misalignment, being out of alignment with our design. This came up because we just wrapped my Authority Accelerator Masterclass. It was really wonderful. I got to talk with so many people in this community. I'm going to say 90% of the people are podcast listeners. They either found us through the podcast or they've been listening to the podcast for a while after they found us another way. And it was great getting to hear what everybody experiences. What are they gravitating toward? Where are they right now? So I did a lot of clarity calls. We were chatting in the group. I was in the DMs with a lot of people. And whenever I'm interacting with people, obviously I'm in response. So I know the things that I'm lit up by, right? I know what conversations I'm like, ooh, I want to talk about this more. And this is one of them. And this isn't calling anybody out. Honestly, I'm only ever calling you up. That is all I am ever doing. I am never calling out for the sake of calling out. I am always calling you up. Every person who's listening to this show, every person in my programs, every person in my masterclasses, if I say something that provokes you a bit, it is to provoke you to a higher level of spirit. So I want to say that here because I am going to be calling out some things that people have said, but in the hopes that it calls you up, which is very much in the spirit of human design. Ra, who is the founder of human design, the transmitter of human design, he was really only calling people out. He spoke very much to the shadows. He spoke very much to what you're doing wrong. And he was a 5-1 as well. I think we do tend to look and say, no, that's not the way. This is the way. It's always with the direction and the heart of saying, I'm pointing this out so that you can see the way to get out of whatever it is that you're saying you don't want to be in anymore. So the thing that I'm calling you up with, if you fall into this category, I heard so many people over the last couple of weeks saying that they know their human design. Some people were even saying that they were building their businesses around human design. I want to teach human design. I want to teach people how to run their business by design, do something similar to what I do. And the truth is that there's a very clear reason why that wasn't working for those people. And even the people who didn't want to work with it, I know my human design. I know all of that. I know all of this information. There were some very clear signs to me that they didn't know their design or they didn't know it enough, that they weren't embodied in their design. And that is so much more important than knowing your design. I honestly don't care what you know. If it's not embodied, you're missing the point. So I'm going to share these 3 signs that you are not in alignment with your design. And it's not to just be like, here's what you're doing wrong and I'm going to run away. These are 3 signs that you can use to help give you pause and say, I should really look at this. This is not natural for me. What if you came about the way that you looked at your life and the way you looked at design as saying, everything should be easy. Everything should be good. Everything should flow. That's my natural state. And anything that is not that, something is wrong and needs to be shifted or adjusted. And that's an internal shift that will make the external changes we want to make. We want to change our life. We want to change our business. We want to change our financial situations. There are some internal shifts that need to happen. Not necessarily that I change my internal shifts and money falls from the sky. I mean, it might happen. I absolutely attract abundance. There are times where I'm in attraction energy and when I'm not. And I know how to shift from that. But more importantly, if I make an internal shift that allows me to take action that help create external shifts as well, I get to co-create with the universe because I get to show up. Where we get stuck is when we go to do something and we cannot. We know what we need to do and we can't do it. Or we take action and then we stop. So I'm actually going to start going into this, but I promised you a three things list. So I'm going to break it down that way for you. I don't want this to feel like a bait and switch, but I'm going to give you the three signs that you're not living in design. These three signposts that when they come up, those are your triggers to say, I'm out of alignment. Let me adjust. Let me take a quick pulse of what I've been doing and how I've been living. The first one is that you're overthinking things. You're stopping and you're starting all the time. I'm doing this thing and then I get an idea and then you get shiny object syndrome and you're moving away. So this can be overthinking or this can be jumping from one thing to the next. Now, a lot of manifesting generators think that this is in alignment for them. I'm multi-passionate. I should be moving in different directions. I should have all these things going on. Yeah, you're going to be multi-passionate. You're probably going to have a lot of interests. There's probably going to be the intersection of a lot of the things that you do. But if you are scattered or if you are overthinking where you're thinking through something and you're trying to figure out what your next step is, you go and you take some action and then you shift to the next thing because you think that will get you what you want. That is an assortment of conditioning. It could be an open head center that is overactive and trying to consume more information and thinks that the next answer is someplace else. I'm done with this. I move on to the next thing. What can I consume? What can I do? What can I take in? What other thing can I do? I'm bored. Open head center gets bored. Open mind gets bored. It could be your ego. This'll get me what I want. If I do this, that'll prove that I'm good enough. If I do this, then these people will look at me like I am a real authority or influencer. There can be all of these ways that we get pulled in that direction. And the chart shows you what you're most likely to be pulled by. It shows you what to be on the lookout for. I have an open head. I have trained myself to watch for open head stuff. My open head is going to want to do X, Y, and Z. So I'm going to watch out for X, Y, and Z. And I'm going to make sure that my actions aren't coming from those places. I have an open root. My open root is going to want to strike things off of an imaginary list to feel better. I'll feel better once this is done. I'll feel better once this is done. Nothing's actually done. That list just keeps growing. I know these patterns. So if you are stopping and starting all the time where you're in your head most likely. You are in your head and your head is not here to make decisions. We don't make decisions from the mind. That is the fundamental difference between human design and most things. We're not meant to think. We're meant to feel. You're meant to put the power back into your body. Or in the rarer cases where you are a mental projector, you are a reflector, you have an environmental type of authority where you're waiting and you're checking for feedback in your system. Where you're using sounding board techniques, you're still not thinking about it. You are still feeling into how you feel about the thing that you're doing. So if you're overthinking things, that is a clear sign that you are not in alignment. You can stop yourself very quickly and say, this isn't how I make decisions. This isn't how I drive action. It isn't by, I think I'll do this. I think I'll do that. So if you find yourself saying that, I think it could be this, or I wish I could just figure this out. Or if I could only just know this, it's okay to be curious about things and be putting pieces together in your mind, but that's not what drives your actions. It doesn't tell you to start and it doesn't tell you to stop. Other parts of your body, depending on your design, tell you where to stop, where to start. How do you get invited into things? How do you open that door? Alignment is being able to be still in that. And wait and not feel like the next thing has to be right around the corner, that you have to be in perpetual motion. That feeling of anxiousness is not alignment. The second sign that you are out of alignment is you're in your not self theme. Every type gets one. And honestly, you can even broaden this to just say, if life feels hard, if you feel like you've been cycling through patterns, that you have been in personal development work forever, and you haven't really seen traction or change, then you're not following your design, you're not in alignment, things would start to feel at least somewhat easier and start to make some sense, at least energetically. There might be things where I'm not seeing the results, but I feel really good. I feel like I'm moving in the right direction. I've had that tons of times where I'm like, I'm not there yet, but I trust so deeply and I feel so guided that the moves don't need to make sense. In fact, if they do, that's probably more my mind. I follow what feels right. Life feels easy. It doesn't have to make sense for me because I'm not following my mind. So if you're in your not self theme, which if you're a generator or a manifesting generator, it's frustration. Mani Gens, you also get the added one of frustration or anger. Manifestors, anger. Projectors, bitterness, which can feel like I'm feeling invisible. I feel like nobody sees me. I feel like nobody appreciates me. I'm alone all the time. I'm not being recognized. That's your theme. And then reflectors, you have that theme of disappointment. If you always feel like you're being let down, things aren't good, you are pessimistic about the prospects of the world, the people, your community, your business, all of that. We all touch them, of course. But if you're constantly in that theme, usually that leads to more of that same feeling because you stay in it. And that's why life feels hard. Projectors, you feel bitter. So you're complaining that nobody sees you. And then that's dragging your energy down. So you're not getting invitations. So now you're annoyed by everybody that you see that you're smarter than. And you're just like, they're not listening to me. And I could do better than that. That's a toxic energy that you're sending out. And you are not following your design if you're in that theme. Now, the third piece is if you know the information, and this is a doozy, but you aren't seeing the lessons. So if you know your design and you know your channels and your centers and you know your cross and you've been studying it like mad and you say things like, I know my design. I know my design really well. I've been working with my design for a long time, but you aren't seeing the lessons in it. You aren't seeing how the low frequency of all of those things that you've been studying are clues showing you where you have work to do. They are lesson. I think it was also his style, but Ra, he didn't tell you what the potential was. He was just like, this is how you're going to be bad. This is how life's going to be hard. This is what's going to be really difficult for you. Personally, I found it to be a little bit self-defeating. When I heard it, my chart sounded really hard, really difficult. And I was curious and I went deeper, thank goodness. But I might have quit if I hadn't found some more positive, aspirational pieces of my design, just because he made it sound like there was no hope. And that's not the truth. The truth is that this is the greatest personal development tool that we have ever had and certainly have at this time. I don't know what might come in the future, but nothing will tune you into the very specific lessons that you have than if you combine human design and you become a real student of your life and you start to really pay attention to the things that happen in your life, because all the clues are there between your chart, which is going to tell you where to look, which is going to tell you what is the general lesson here. Where might this come up? If you start asking those questions, where has this come up for me in the past? What does this remind me of? How am I already seeing this? How am I seeing the high frequency? How am I seeing the low frequency? If you paid attention to that instead of just knowing the definitions of your design and you actually contemplated it, then you would see change. You would feel far more aligned. Things would start to move in the right direction and you would not feel stuck. You would not feel overwhelmed. Life wouldn't feel so hard and you wouldn't be overthinking things where you're stopping and starting, where you're in action and then you stop and you're in action and then you stop. It would feel like it flows. So knowledge without application is nothing. throw out ideas that if you listen to enough podcasts and you read enough books, that this will be enough. You have to go and apply the design. And if you're resistant to doing that, then you start with that as being your work. And not everybody was down in the dumps. I don't want to make it sound like that. I talked to a lot of people that were definitely further along in their journey, but there's more to do. And it is becoming a student of you. It is becoming a neutral observer of how you operate and then being able to make shifts and ask yourself hard questions about where things are coming from or how they make you feel. How is this keeping me safe? How has this always been my way of operating? Who does this remind me of? What do I need to work through here? It gives you a very specific map. And if you're willing to do that work, then tremendous change lies on the other side of that. I promise you that it does. So I hope that you found this helpful. I hope that this inspires you, again, calls you up to diving into actioning your human design as opposed to just learning about it, really going into it and seeing what's there for you. What are the lessons that you are here to learn? And if you started learning those and operating according to your strategy and authority, if you took the power away from your mind and you really gave into your splenic authority as a projector or to your sacral authority as a generator, what if you really followed it? And ask yourself the question, am I just learning and interested, or am I actioning and applying? Actioning and applying is what gets results. Learning solely on its own does not. And this is coming from a one line who loves to learn. It isn't until I go out and use it, it isn't until I embodied it, that it really all started to make sense for me. If you're confused about it, then there's still work to be done there. So keep going. Please don't think that you're done. And don't try to sell something that you have not embodied. Don't feel like the work is done because you know. Really do the work. And I promise you, that's where transformation lies, is through the action, through the living it. It's about living your design. It is not about learning your design. So I hope that distinction is clear. I hope that this called you up and not out, because that is the intention. I hope it inspired you to look at your chart and say, what are the lessons that are here for me to learn? And if I learn them, what's possible for me? Because that's what the gifts show you. If I learn the lesson, then the gift is possible. We tend to look at the gifts because it sounds better. But the truth is that we cannot live the gift until we transcend and look at the shadow, work through it, and shift into the gifts. That's how we do it. That is what the process is. So I hope that this helped. I hope that this called you up and not out. I hope that you feel inspired to take greater action with your design, to live your design, and shift from knowing to doing and to applying. And if you're interested, we have a deconditioning guide that would go really well with this. If you're interested in this work, download our deconditioning guide, DM me the word decondition on Instagram. I'm at Nicole Lano Official. We'll send you the free guide, or you could go to NicoleLano.com/decondition. It's on our resources page. It's a free gift that you can download there. And please subscribe to this show so that you stay up to date on all of the episodes, on everything that we do here. We really try to add value twice a week. We hope that you join us for all of the episodes and that you share them with your friends. Thank you so much for being here. And remember, in order to have an unshakable business, you must first become an unshakable human. So thank you for letting us help you on your journey of becoming unshakable with human design, everybody. We'll see you next time. If you love this episode and you're a fan of the show, please show us the love on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you're listening to the show, and leave us a review. And if you'd like to connect with other entrepreneurs on their human design journey, join our free Facebook community, Human Design for Entrepreneurs. Go to NicoleLano.me/podcast links to join the group, book a human design reading with me, or access our free human design resources. We'll see you there.